Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Haast here with another episode. In the context of reflection, the transformative practice of stopping and slowing down and asking yourself specific questions so you get to see the world differently and act differently and therefore have different kinds of results and outcomes. Now, so many of us recognize that we're living on autopilot part of the time. Maybe a lot of the time. You're simply repeating the same patterns. You're simply noticing the same level of results. You're simply noticing the same level of feelings and disappointments and struggle that comes with not seeing clearly, not being able to reach the next level of results or life quality. Although you know it's possible, it simply doesn't happen. Whether it's with your body and your physical training and fitness and exercise, it's like it doesn't happen, right? Or it's the sense of purpose and fulfillment in your job. You know you could be more satisfied at work. You know you could create more space and have more time to relate to people, support people, coach people, be there for people. But days disappear and weeks go by. Maybe in family life, you're not showing up for your partner, husband, wife, kids, close friends the way you want to. And you make these resolutions that now it's going to be different. I'm going to change this year. I'm going to change this month. But you discover nothing but changes. How come? Well, because the results you have are not only a function of what you do. What you do is not the root cause of your results. There's something else which is the root cause of your results. And what that is what drives your behavior. And what drives your behavior is not your motivation. It's not your inspiration. It's not your level of commitment. It's not. There is something at play here which we miss. And in this episode, in a series of episodes, I will speak to the practice of reflection. I call it stacking. It's a very specific reflective process that is the most powerful I discovered in over 30 years. It's transforms how you see yourself and the world. So you start taking action differently and therefore have different results. So, what the root cause is of the results you have, it's not your behavior, although you need to take action, behavior, to get results. It's not what you know, it's not your level of commitment, it's the way you see the world. Or beyond that, even is the actual root cause of your behavior is how the world looks to you. And that can be shifted, that can be transformed. You can see a situation one way, and then through an insight, you can suddenly see the same situation very, very differently. How does it happen? This transformative experience of, wow, now it looks different to me for real. Well, there are four things or four steps, you could say, four areas to get interested in. They are called stopping, submitting, struggle, and strike. So, stop, submit, struggle, and strike are the four areas of powerful reflection. Stopping, I'll speak about each of these in a separate episode, but stopping means slowing down and actually stop. Every action around you. Stop any intent you have to do get something done. Stop every impulse and reaction you have and just get present to a place where you can be. And start asking questions. Submitting means you submit to truth. The power of your reflection is partly as powerful as your ability to tell the truth, to be super truthful to yourself about the facts of your life or a situation in your life, but also be truthful about how you feel about that, like really, honestly, openly. Then your ability to see what focus you've been having, what perspective has been at play. And then struggle means you're sticking to it. And not giving up when you don't see anything. And there's even some struggling as to stopping and taking the time sometimes. You get feelings of being rushed. You get feelings of not making progress. You get feelings of the hard reality of the truth you tell. So it could be a bit of struggle with that. And strike means taking action. Just reflection for reflection's sake doesn't produce results. You need to strike, take action, step into the world from the new way of seeing life, and then take action that leads you to the results that make you win your game. So stopping, submit, struggle, and strike are the four areas of powerful reflection, or the four steps in the process of powerful reflection. Welcome back to the next episode, and we'll dive deeper in what is meant by stopping. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.